Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
With your 7 News Finance Fix, I'm Gemma Acton. Regulators appear to be getting closer to implementing measures to cool the housing boom, with the Council of Financial Regulators, a group chaired by Reserve Bank Governor Philip Lowe, and including members from APRA, ASIC and the federal government, discussing the issue last Friday. Minutes from the meeting released today indicate the prudential regulator APRA is looking at potentially introducing macroprudential curbs, likely in the form of tighter borrowing limits, within months. International airlines say they are waiting for further clarity on rules for arrivals caps and quarantine requirements before beefing up their flight schedules into Australia. While Qantas has already started selling tickets for international destinations from December 18, others, including Emirates, Singapore, Etihad, United, Qatar and Cathay Pacific, are still sitting on the sidelines, reluctant to sell tickets on what could be empty flights. And taking a look at the markets, it is another day of doom and gloom on the ASX 200 today, with the index sinking to a four-month low straight out of the gates before recouping a little ground around lunchtime. Once again, miners and tech companies are the biggest drags. Overnight on Wall Street, all three major indices plunged, with technology stocks taking the brunt of the pain. This followed rising fears about inflation and disappointing consumer confidence data out of the US. The Australian dollar is slipping once again. It is now buying 72.47 US cents, 80.77 Japanese yen, and 1.04 New Zealand dollars. And that is your finance fix for Wednesday, September 29, 2021.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Gemma Acton.